Good.
How do you feel now?
Good.
Good.
Sweet.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to the show. Show favorites, live in studio, March 15th, 2024, episode 108. Episode 108 tonight. In that set, what did I play? In the set, started with... Where did I start? Yeah, Lee Paradise. Lee Paradise from Lee Paradise & Co. featuring New Chance, and it was Golden Age of Wrestling. From their previous record, there is a new Golden Age of Wrestling album out now. Then Porches from All Day Gentle Hold was I Missed That. And then Four Straight from Brandon Saucier. First three were Printhead. And then the fourth was Went. That was Soft Spoken from Revelation. That's a beautiful song. I can't believe I haven't played that song twice, you know. That goes all the way back to episode 18, which is still easily the best episode ever of the show and will always be the best episode of the show. It is in the archives. I think it's like February 6th or 7th of 2020. It like predates the pandemic. And, yeah, there's two things that happened. There was Brandon Saucier, who at that time was Went and Compassion. This is, well, there was some Printhead, but before Printhead was his main vehicle, but Went, Compassion Fatigues, mainly, and his own solo stuff, and Tim Spacey, but that was later. He wasn't on the internet when I started this show. He took all his stuff down from Bandcamp, and I had what I had. And then he put a bunch of stuff back on, and then put a bunch on more. And that was featured in that episode. And also, leading up to that episode, I talked to Robin, the program director here, about just, like, boundaries in terms of language. And a bunch of other songs that I liked became applicable that I didn't think I would be able to play here. This is before bleeping. This is predates the pandemic, predates home recording, any of that stuff. Home production. There's recording aspects. Anyway, always getting off track. After Went was Crack Cloud with Uncanny Valley, their standalone single, and then Ujusin from here in Vancouver, and then Mouskovich Dance Band from Buckaroo Bank, that was Slow Crack, then Drexia, that was Detroit Techno, Andrean Sandunes, and then Fennec from Austin, Texas, Bahama Mama, Dummy from Los Angeles, from their EPs. They had two EPs, they put it on a record, and it's called Dumb EPs. Pretty good. There's like three or four really good songs on there, and that was Angel's Gear. And then Ovlov, that's a classic, Eat More off of Buds. That was on the Best Of a couple years ago. Then it was Weezer. See, there's a band that trickled up. They were just kids that liked Nirvana that made a band in college and wrote their own songs. So, I mean, it's nice that the industry existed and was able to... you know, help them with their records and promotion and stuff like that. But, you know, if they were around now and not getting any help, I would have found out about them. They'd be on here. You'd probably know who they were. Great band, Weezer, at least in terms of just great songs, just wonderful songs. And then No Age. That was also on episode 18. And then Ty Segall with Booksmarts. Again, another organic artist. And then Royal Headache. Yeah, they finished up the set. I'm pretty sure they're organic. They're from the western suburbs of Sydney, Australia. The song was Need You from the album High. I guess I'm done. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives. cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I'll be back in probably 3 weeks. Obviously, work's picking up for me. I think I touched on that earlier. And I got Easter weekend, though, I think. Depends on the weather. But I'm expecting to have a new music episode in the hopper for April 5th. So, but yeah, I'll just have classic episodes in this next couple of weeks. That's basically it. Up next is the art show at 8 o'clock, and then the Board Crusade if it's Thursday. It's not right now, but I got to remember this is repeated on Thursday nights. And in the future, so traffic, this does not apply. It's March 15th right now, 7:54 p.m., and Canby Bridge is closed, so it's difficult getting downtown on Burrard or Granville. Other than that, traffic looks great. So enjoy the weather. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.
explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
To listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, but-